And we're back with Gophers Get a Grip. I'm Michael, your co-host, along with all my other co-hosts, Beckett, Patrick, and Declan, and Mary.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
We are back after a little bit of an absence, but it was a good thing because a fan said that they wanted more, so we decided we would. It kind of pushed us to do some more, so here we are. The most interesting thing that has happened is Patrick got a job. Patrick, tell us about your job.
I got a job at the local funeral home.
Ew.
He's a mortician.
Tomorrow's your first funeral.
Yep, tomorrow's my first funeral.
What's your job intel?
Moving, like, flower stands and stuff right now, but as I get more into the business, I can do the...
All the weird stuff?
Well, are you going to be able to do, like, mess with all that type of stuff before you are able to drive the hearses? Because you have to be 18 to drive the hearses, or you have to be 18 to do all that.
I think just to drive the hearses, I have to be 18, so I think I can do that sooner.
I would imagine that's an extremely healthy job, because, like, it seems like we live in a society where, like, that's, like, covered and, like, hidden, but in the past it hasn't ever been like that. So you'd constantly think about death more if you were exposed to it more. So I would imagine that's a very healthy exposure to death. So
yeah,
we'll see how that goes.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, that's the newest, coolest thing. Another cool thing is Michael got a puppy.
Yep.
Tell us about her.
She's cute.
Yeah, she's cute.
Her name's Thora, and she's a golden retriever.
A new movie we went and watched was Angel Studios' Bonhoeffer. I did a very detailed movie review, but I think the boys should share their opinion of the film. So the best thing to do is to say a nice thing about the film, a critique about the film, and then another nice thing about the film. So, Beckett, what was something you liked about the film?
Yikes.
Keep thinking. Michael.
Let's see. Bonhoeffer. I like the relationship it showed between him and his older brother in the beginning. Was it kind of interesting?
Mm-hmm. Patrick?
I liked how he was in a big family. Yeah.
Declan?
They had their scenes and their sets were pretty cool.
Yeah. So we decided, though... Wait, Becky, do you think of anything?
Not really.
No, that's right. We decided, though, hands down, after leaving the theater, which going to the theater is pretty fun. Popcorn and... We eat popcorn. No, we eat hot tamales in our popcorn. So try that sometime if you're ever at the theater.
The candy hot tamales, not.
Yeah, no, not hot tamale. The candy hot tamales. Anyway, we decided that hands down Valkyrie with what's that guy's name? Tom Cruise is the best kind of story surrounding the
assassination
of Hitler. So
yeah,
that's what we decided leaving the theater. The attempts thereof. Something interesting we did recently was, well, okay, we watched Ben-Hur around Christmas time, because Ben-Hur is a
Christmas movie.
Oh, we got agreeers here.
The second movie is a Easter movie.
Okay.
That's actually just a Good Friday movie, because he never rises.
Yeah, you never see him rise, so if you're going to say it's either, it's a Good Friday movie.
Mm-hmm. Good Friday.
It's a Christmas movie. Wise men all throughout it.
Mm, there is a wise man throughout the whole thing.
That is true.
It's a Christmas movie.
It's a Christmas movie.
But he dies.
But... he was born to die.
But the wise man's there. Yeah. The whole thing.
You're born to die.
Anyway, we watched...
Did you say that the story of the fourth wise man is a Christmas movie, or a...
I'd say it's both.
Okay, sure. Ben-Hur can be both.
You're messed up.
Anyway, we watched we've began several times to watch it with the commentary, and we always get to, like, a certain part, and we're like, oh, we can't stand 3 hours of this. But this time we watched zoom forward to the chariot scene. And the chariot race scene, and we learned a few interesting things as movie makers from that. Declan, what was your like favorite thing you learned from watching the commentary?
The stunt guy wasn't supposed to, when the horses jump over the broken down chariot, the stunt guy was not supposed to fly out of it. So then when he did, the director actually wanted to use that clip. So they actually had to have, what's his name?
Charlton Heston.
Charlton Heston actually climb back into the chariot.
Yeah. Interesting.
That I found was interesting was that there was professional chariot drivers that took the corners because that was the hardest part. And then one time they let Charlton Heston take a really slow corner. It's when he's really far behind. And he goes really slow around a corner. But the reason he's really slow is because they wanted Charlton Heston to take a corner.
Yeah.
Interesting. Patrick.
Hmm.
Anything interesting from the commentary with Charlton Heston and...
That when Judah... Yeah, not Judah. After Masala got ran over, he was when he was down below, the director asked him if he looked... Asked the makeup people if he looked like... How he'd look like if he really did get ran over, and they said no, he'd look more like a hamburger, so he wanted them to hamburger him.
Right.
And I learned that that scene was filmed before the chariot race. So they had to do that death scene
before.
And Michael and Beckett have done the death scene, haven't you guys?
Yeah.
For a long time, and maybe even still now, it was our most watched video. So if you you should subscribe to the Industrious Family Theater, and you guys can watch Michael and Beckett. A couple years ago, they reenacted the Marsala death scene.
That was
a really long time ago. Becca, how old were you?
I was thinking probably 15.
It was during I Was at Ravenhurst.
It was during I Was.
That was not 3 years
ago. Michael was 12. 14. I Was at Ravenhurst. You were 10.
10. Yes, you're right. Never mind. Yeah, I was having
it when we moved back.
Yeah. And also,
so I was 10. Yeah.
And also, insane thing about when Masala is getting ran over by the chariot, he's actually underneath the chariot.
Oh, yeah.
Has steel armor underneath his thing.
Yeah, that was interesting. Oh, well, epics. We've been reading. What have we been reading, guys, this evening? In the evenings?
The Keeper of the Beast.
Tell us about The Keeper of the Beast.
It's kind of weird. So it's about a soldier whose dad was from Scotland, but his mom's American, so he's an American. But anyway, he just got out of World War II, and he's got, what is that stuff that's in a grenade called?
What?
Yeah,
something like
that. Scrapinol? Scrapinol in his chest. And it's an open wound, and he's been, like, in these, the government sent him to a hospital in California where they like bathe the patients in hot springs to try curing their wounds, and he's been there for 2 years and it's not working, and so they're gonna move him to a tuberculosis camp even though he's doesn't have it, but even though he is vulnerable to it, so they're just gonna move him there anyway. And so he decides that he's not gonna do that, and so he just gets up and leaves the hospital. And so he travels around a little bit, and then he eventually, you know, goes on this great adventure. That's what he's obsessed about, is, you know, dying, and that's going to be his great adventure, is just dying slowly. So he's wandering California, you know, people pick him up and, you know, drive him places because he's bumming along the road. And finally he makes it to this place, and he's, like, about to die because he's hungry, wounded, and, like, his feet are, like, really swollen, so he's not even wearing his shoes, just from walking.
Uh-huh.
And this old guy just comes out of this house and is, like, dying and yells, "You have to help me." So he helps him, and he calls, you know, the ambulance from the guy's house and all that stuff. And then the guy, as the guy's leaving, he tells him, "I want you to stay and take care of the bees."
Oh.
And so there's this kid in the book who is the neighbor, not, well, yeah, the neighbor kid.
To the bee master.
And so, you know, he teaches Jamie, the main character, how to take care of the bees and stuff. And I'm still in the middle of it. There's some stuff in it that's kind of, you know, you can tell the book was written for older kids.
What grade is it for?
I think it's for 10th grade.
Okay.
I haven't finished it yet, though. So.
Interesting. Okay. That's something fun. Well, speaking of adult stories, we have been reading Quo Vadis.
Read adult stories, too.
So that's been fun. We decided that the book is better than the movie.
Yeah.
Beckett's going to write a book report, so you guys can hear a Quo Vadis book report from Beckett once it's over. I think we have 3 more chapters left. Around this time, we watched quite a bit of movies. So we watched The Man Who Invented Christmas, The Muppet Christmas Carol, Disney's Christmas Carol, and Ben-Hur. So of those three, what was your guys' favorite?
Man Who Invented Christmas.
Man Who Invented
Christmas. The sight of cows causes an actual physical...
Yeah, I like The Man Who Invented Christmas and Ben-Hur.
Yeah, Ben-Hur's pretty good.
The Man Who Invented Christmas is really cleverly put together.
I don't like the name of it. I don't really...
Mm-hmm. It's, yeah. The title's kind of...
iffy.
Yeah, I know, it's true, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Man
defeats
who
the purpose.
But should have been the man who invented the Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
The writer of the Christmas Carol.
I don't know.
Christopher Plummer is a pretty good Scrooge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's pretty good at everything. I don't really like any of that.
Pretty good at everything.
He's a good lunatic.
He's a good.
He's a good Captain Von Trapp.
He's a good Commodus. In the fall of Roman Empire.
Oh, we watched the Three Trees, the Legend of Three Trees.
Oh, that was interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was that one?
Because we watched lunchtime.
We watched movies at lunchtime. Because I was looking for movies to put on the streaming service. So when I was scrolling through, what did I search? I think I searched Catholic movies, which is made by Protestants, I think, and it has a kind of a, you can tell.
Yeah.
But it came up as one of the, you know, most watched Christian movies of all time or something. And I had remembered it from a long time ago, so we showed it to everybody and... It's pretty good. It's a touching story.
Touching.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe it'll come to the streaming service. We'll see.
Well, this is Gophers Get a Grip, and we will see you next week.